This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Welcome to Australia's only gay lesbian radio station, the fabulous Mel B.
Hi, how is everyone?
Fantastic, Mel. Now, you've been a busy girl lately. You've just wrapped up judging on America's Got Talent a couple of weeks ago. Anyone we need to keep an eye out for?
You know, there's been some amazing talent on America's Got Talent. We scoured the whole of America to find these top 12 people, and the right person won. This guy called Caniche was absolutely incredible. Well, you know what it's like with Australia's Got Talent. You do really find some decent, talented talent. Great.
So how did the Americans compare with us Aussies, Mel?
Oh, I love Australia. I love it. The weather, the people, the lifestyle. You know, America's a little, and obviously America's a little bit different, and I've been living here on and off for like the last 10 years. But I love my year and a half that I had in Australia. I can't seem to get back. It's funny, I was having dinner with Jerry a couple of weeks ago, and she was raring to get over there. She's having a blast, apparently, she said.
That's what I was going to ask, because Jerry's down here on our screens at the moment. Do you catch up with the other girls very often?
Yeah, well, I have my show on a Saturday night in England. So I've been flying to UK every Friday and had dinner with Mel C. I met up with Emma. It's been really nice. Met up with all of them. Yeah, it's been lovely. We've known each other for 20 years, so we're like sisters almost.
Because, of course, you're judging at the moment on Stepping Out in the UK. Over here in Australia, you were co-hosting Dancing with the Stars. Do you prefer the hosting or the judging?
No, I like doing a little bit of both. And now I've got my single out, I'm like getting right into my music. Because I haven't done music for 8 years. I've been doing a lot of TV shows and stuff. So I'm so happy to get back into music again. And I've got that real passion and that fire in my tummy to just get out there and perform.
Talking of which, Mel, now let's talk about the Spice Girls, because we were super excited when you guys performed at the Olympics. That performance was electric and you all look stunning. Did that light the fire again to tour again as the Spice Girls?
Oh, I'm always saying that. I'm the first one to say, okay, let's get back on tour. It's just a case of getting everybody's schedule together. You know, Mel C's busy with her music. You know, she just had a single out that did really well. Emma's doing a radio show. Jerry's judging, you know, Australia's Got Talent, and I'm releasing my music. So we're all kind of a bit all over the place. And obviously Victoria's got her amazing fashion line. So it's just a case of, I mean, we did it for the Olympics last year. We rehearsed for 2 weeks. We all managed to find time in our diaries to figure it all out. So, you know, never say never. I'm always in hope, always.
Was it that experience, or what was it that decided for you after 8 years to come out and release some new music yourself?
You know, I just didn't have that passion. I didn't have that passion to do music. So I said to myself, well, I'm not going to force myself. I'm not signed to a label. You know, everything that I'm doing is all independent. And I just got, I think it's from doing America's Got Talent, watching people perform week in, week out. I was like, you know what? I want to get up there and perform. And literally, that night, I went in the studio, recorded the single, co-wrote it with Lars, the producer and Geeta, and I mastered it 2 days later. I did my video a week later, and now here I am. And I'm just happy it happened that quick. It cost me an arm and a leg, but I'm happy it happened that quick.
When you were with the Spice Girls, obviously you were with a major record company and had a heap of money behind you. Now you're doing things independently and you've got to do it sort of yourself. Is that a lot harder? What are the challenges there?
Well, you know what? I am a little bit of a control freak. So, you know, doing it myself, I get to control absolutely everything. I mean, my video took 9 months to shoot. If that was probably booked by a record company, it would have been shot over 2-3 days. Mm. I'm kind of more kind of specific and strict because it's my own money. You know, I'm investing in my own self, so I want to make sure that I get it right and there's no room for error. So I'm a bit of a control freak professional like that. But yeah, it's definitely interesting doing it this way because I get to say yes or no with everything.
Now, let's talk about the video because it's absolutely fabulous. Now, I'm a huge Desperate Housewives fan, and you filmed the video in the street in the house. Now, if that was me, I would have lifted something as a bit of a keepsake. Now, be honest, did you nick anything during filming?
Did I steal anything?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I didn't, because it was empty.
Oh.
Now they're all cleared out because they're not filming there.
Oh, bugger.
So, I mean, when they're filming there, you know, you've got the whole set, the whole crew. You've got, like, proper things in the refrigerator and in the cupboards. But, yeah, it was pretty empty. So there was nothing there to steal.
Now, as a gay man, you looked absolutely gorgeous in the video, Mel. No, those girls are amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Your husband's a very lucky man.
I cracked them out. See, it's the whole video is about just doing it for yourself. You know what I mean? Just being in your own zone, being positive and feeling confident. So what better thing to do than to strip off and kiss myself? That's how confident I want everyone to feel when they watch it. Like, you dance around in your bedroom and strip off too. Hey, this is Mel B, and you're listening to Joy 94.9. It's brilliant.
There's plenty of positive girl power on that track. Now, you're a mum. How have your girls responded to the girl power thing?
Well, actually, my 14-year-old in the video, like towards the end in the house party, I mean, my four girls, I'm constantly giving them reassurance and self-confidence, but, you know, they're just great kids. I've got really well-travelled and well-mannered kids that still do their homework and they tidy their room up and, you know, they're just good.
We have loved you for years since the Spice Girls. Now, just to let you know, at Joy 94.9, we have four Spice Girls singles still on daytime rotation here at Joy, which is fantastic. We love you guys.
Nice.
Yeah, we love your music, and we want you to maybe get the girls together and give us another, camp moment with the girls again.
I would love that. I would absolutely love that.
Now, with your own music, like you say, it's been a while since you released anything. Is this single a taste of what's to come? Have we got an album on the way? Or?
Well, I'm going in the studio like 3 days a week starting from next week. So I want to be co-writing and writing some good tunes. And we'll see. I mean, I just want to... I wrote that single. I didn't want to wait. You know, usually you have to do like loads of TV promotion. You have to do 6 weeks of radio. I was like, I don't want to do that. I just want to get it out. I just want people to hear it. So I'm yet to get another single. I'll be in the studio next week writing away. So, yeah. I mean, basically, I don't want to stop doing music. This is it now. I've got that passion. I've got that fire in my tummy again. And, yeah, I don't want to stop. And I can't wait to be performing everywhere. That song and many other songs.
Do you still play some of your older records with songs like Today and Feel So Good?
Of course I do. It's in my iPhone. I work out to it at the gym. Listen to my own music. Hilarious.
I work out to it at the gym as well.
Oh, there you go.
But it's not very good though, Mel. He spends more of his time perving on guys than actually working out.
You can't beat a really good feel-good Spice Girls song. Or my single and get on the running machine and just run.
Exactly.
Now, Mel, we also hear that you're coming down to Australia for a bit of promo soon. Is that right?
Yeah, well, I'm looking to do that, like either in November or December or January. I'm just figuring out my whole schedule right now because obviously I've stopped with America because I've got talent. So now my diary is way more free. So yeah, I'm just sort of sorting out my radio, sorting out some TVs and live stuff that I want to do with the song. So yeah, I'll be down there soon.
You know, we'd love to see you again down under.
I would love it too.
And you must come into Joy because we are Australia's only gay lesbian radio station. So you've got to come into Joy and see us in Melbourne.
Oh, I will do. I will do for sure. I don't know why when I was hosting Dancing with the Stars I didn't come in and say hi to you guys.
We tried to get you, doll.
You're very busy.
Hmm. Now,
they're fired. No, I'm joking.
Now, finally, Mel, it's less than 12 weeks to Christmas time. What's in store between now and then for you?
Just in the studio writing and just getting my performances ready, getting my rehearsals down and, you know, making sure my voice is in tip-top notch and just... Yeah, preparing.
Thank you so much, Mel. And your single is out now. It's called For Once in My Life. It is online right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Mel, on Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Oh, thank you for having me.
No worries at all.
Come and see us when you're back down in Melbourne.
Oh, I will do, for sure.
Awesome.
Thanks Mel. Have a good day.
See you later.
Thanks,
bye, hun.
Bye.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy.
Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.